My only regret is that I started the recording immediately after EO said, we need to have a talk with the bathrobes.
Alas.
That's okay.
Actually, what EO said was, maybe I could have a talk with the bathrobes.
Oh, it was a suggestion.
I wish Jen were here.
Indeed.
Me too.
Welcome, everybody. I'm here with Beth, Crash, and EO. Jen is not with us tonight yet. And last time, the group in the fairy forest defeated the mushroom-infested remains of Osa, one of the adventurers who had kidnapped and then left behind old Rob.
Old
because
Rob's not old.
Devin dropped a ribcage on her. Huh? And then they hightailed it back to the tower to get rid of the mushrooms that had infested old Rob. Did I miss anything?
And Adelina got to keep the sword that had been pinning. Mm-hmm.
And someone has the pendant.
But probably at this point, old Rob.
Yeah, I think okay. Devin gave it to old Rob.
It's been about a week and a half since the fires at Dunmarch. This is Plus Ultra. What's everybody up to? It's the next morning. Old Rob is no longer sneezing.
Time to put the chimney back. Well, no, take the chimney down. Put the rocks back so we don't have chimney no more.
Yes, that thing.
Go find out if all of those mushrooms are front, because they were certainly doing some weird stuff when we left.
Huh? Oh, is everyone else waking up now?
Time to wake up. It's all right, dear.
Oh, no, I've been awake. Devin definitely hasn't been half sleeping on top of an opened book. He definitely did not fall asleep while researching.
Definitely. Obviously. Mm-hmm.
Old Rob is currently asleep on a bed made of crates with a book open, pages down, covering his face. He may have also fallen asleep reading it.
Karasinda is...
Flip to page one. Rob is asleep.
Karasinda is commiserating with Adelina about boys and their books. As if she's never done something similar ever in her life.
Okay. You actually can see from one of the windows that there is substantially less mushroom population in the fairy forest.
Wow.
Nature is healing.
There are still giant mushrooms in the fairy forest. And the ones that are left don't look like they're, like, in any danger of going soon. But there was definitely some magic keeping some of those mushrooms where they were.
Nature is healing. Soon the dolphins will return.
I do believe that what we ought to do is make ourselves some bandanas to wear over our faces so that we don't inhale mushroom next time.
Well, you went into the fairy forest to find out why it was called the fairy forest, and...
Well, apparently it should have been the mushroom forest.
We went into the fairy forest to see if there were any oogogs there. Or maybe some sty.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Right.
The GM will have forgotten this. GM needs to listen to the recordings of her own sessions.
To be fair, I haven't edited last week's yet. I fell a little behind.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, if the mushrooms have decreased, are we returning or continuing on to investigate the outlying outposts?
I'm a little tempted by the mushrooms still. Well, not the mushrooms themselves. But for one thing, they're closer. My feet hurt. For another thing, we might find the rest of, well... There's probably a set of necklaces or something.
All right, well, you can go back in if you want. I'm not going to stop you.
Up to everybody else.
Old Rob has not stirred.
Going to have to poke you. Don't think I won't go out and get a stick and do it.
There is, in fact, a stick near Old Rob that has a little label on it that says poking stick. Old Rob's, do not touch.
I'm certainly not going to touch that one. It's probably got, I don't know, grimy things on it. She's got her own walking stick. She'll use that. Poke, poke.
Buh, bah. I'm reading.
You awake yet?
Leave no, you're alone. Not. You're sleeping.
Don't have my reading glasses. Need the eyes to be very close to the words.
You're trying to absorb them through your forehead.
That's called osmosis. That's a myth.
That's right. Come on, wake up. We gotta decide where we're going today.
I've decided. Today I'm going to sleep.
Oh, come on. We gotta figure out where to go next so we can try to find out how to get everybody back.
Perhaps I should look for maps.
That's a good idea.
We do have that big atlas here.
Yes, so perhaps we should look through that for relevant maps.
Seems plausible. Figure out where that sky fellow's hiding.
There is one book that has a picture of what it claims to be the being that holds up the world. It's a very large being, a strong central body and four trunk-like legs, a little bitty tail, big ears, and a long, long nose, but that's irrelevant.
No.
I'm fairly certain that that's been disproven. We know for certain that the world is on the back of a turtle, which is on the back of a turtle, which is on the back of a turtle, which is cut to 3 hours later.
Turtles all the way down.
Yes.
Yes, but what's the bottom turtle resting on?
Another turtle.
Oh, you're very clever, young man, but it's turtles all the way down.
Right.
The bottom turtle is resting on the top turtle.
Then where's the world?
In between.
The turtle's balancing it like a waiter.
The turtle's bellies are blue.
That's like a spy code phrase.
This implies if you climb a high mountain in the center of the world that you will get to the belly of the next turtle if you go high enough.
You know, there is a high mountain in Circulus.
There is.
That's anyway. True.
It's the exit wound.
What are you up to?
I would like to look at what's out in the wild magic in the direction where headed is not the right word, but headed.
When you say we're, do you mean like?
I mean that my understanding is that there's a bunch of mountains and also an ocean, and therefore there are two directions possibly that one can go out into the wild magic,
okay.
And we're in one of them from the main city.
Yes. Okay. You can find some maps that sort of, there isn't a single map that you can piece it together basically from the edges of other maps. This area, apparently when this atlas was created, wasn't considered important enough to have its own map, but you are essentially imagine a long kind of thin horseshoe of mountains. And it looks like this is possibly two mountain ranges colliding. But it goes another about the outermost ring of towns is about a third of the way to where the mountains meet. And beyond that is, well, on the atlas is basically just prairie. There are rivers, there are hills, there's one place in particular where there's like a really steep drop off. And then past that, the ground slopes back up to basically the previous level.
Wait, you're saying it's
but
lots
not
of prairie?
A lot of, like, ruined towns or anything likely to be out there. There's no towns marked on the map in that area.
At the time when the map was made, there weren't. But also, this map doesn't show a whole lot toward the ocean either. Along the edges of the map inside the horseshoe are, yes, it's a field of magic. My mom's sister had an area around her that was magical. She was my anti-magic field.
I believe the GM now has 6 or 7 XP. I've lost count. I want to say 6.
It's 6.
Are you keeping track of this in a notebook or something? Because you need to start spending these. You're getting close to 10.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, when I spend them, you'll know. All of a sudden, I'll be much more focused.
All of a sudden, the GM is tier 6.
There are words along the inside of the horseshoe, and they're not words you recognize, but it's always the same words. It's in one of the languages you don't know, but it's a script that you recognize from the rest of the Atlas, but they're not words that you know.
The words translate to, and this one's a mountain, and this one's a mountain, and this one's a mountain.
I mean, considering how many rivers there are.
Yeah.
Well, in Circulus, Coombe Ridge translates to valley surrounded by ridges.
Yep.
With ridges, yes.
Because Coombe means valley, which makes it even funnier to read the Discworld novels.
Yes.
The Battle of Valley Valley.
I mean, again, all of the rivers where someone went, oh, what's this? River. Great, this is the
river.
So this might be the mountains.
Tom Scott did a video on Hill.
I was going to say, Trepanow Hill doesn't actually mean Hill.
But he talks about that in the video still, but yes.
Yeah. What it actually means is White Ridge at the top, White Peak at the top of a ridge on a hill.
Not bad.
Well, so you know that they knew about this place, but they didn't know a whole lot about it.
Makes sense.
Oh, there's one of those steep drop-offs closer to you. It's on the inner ring. Not the inner ring, the center ring. Actually about where a town would be, but that's just that appears to just be a weird feature of the terrain.
Still a place to potentially look at if it's a place a town might be.
Anyway, what are you up to now that you have investigated the Atlas?
Well, we can check the fairy forest on the way, but I think we're going to need to go into the wild magic sooner rather than later.
Oh, suppose you're right. You're the one who's got a sense for the what's in the Atlas here, I suppose. So if that's where you think we need to go, that's where I'll send my aching feet, my aching back.
I'm probably going to have to come along and keep you all out of trouble.
And we can check on the outlying outpost on the way out.
Yep.
Is it possible for us to make copies, tracing or otherwise, of the relevant maps in the Atlas?
Well, I was just about to ask Devin to make me a roll, and I am going to let you apply
navigation
a minus 12 to the difficulty class.
Oh my.
Which is good, because this is a high difficulty.
Old Rob, now because I asked that question, I'm implying that Old Rob would have also been asking about it, and probably, being Old Rob, told a long-winded story about, you know, copying pages from one book to use as a reference material in a way where it's actually useful. Which, based on Old Rob's abilities, anecdote is a free thing for Old Rob, having an intellect edge of 3 now. That would make that reduced, if the GM allows, not by 12, but by 15.
Yeah, I can give you a 15.
And that's a 6.
Was the 12 thing counting my intellect edge of 3 giving me a free tier of effort?
It was not. So, are you putting a free tier of effort into it?
Yes.
Then you make it by 3. This was meant to be a very difficult role.
And various things combined reduced it by 18 points.
18, yes.
I am good at one sort of thing.
The final difficulty was 3. The original was 21.
So it was a difficulty 7 task.
I would not have let anybody but Devin make this roll. But Devin has the specific, not only the specific training, but the specific experience of having moved books from the academy to Dunmarch. And somehow, when you move those books, they didn't take up as much room as they really ought to have. And they weren't as heavy as they really ought to have been.
Ooh.
And since you not only made the roll, but beat it by 3, you're pretty sure, having spent all this time in this library and all that time in the academy's library and all that time lugging books across your classroom back in Dunmarch, that you might know how to convince this book to not be quite so onerous to carry.
Excellent. I am going to put a hand on the book and have a nice, quiet little talk about how wouldn't it like to come see all of these things that it contains and see how they've changed and maybe how contain more things. But it's a very large book. It knows so many things, and it might need to be a little lighter if it's going to come with us.
And maybe fit in this satchel.
I need to check something real quick.
Maybe we should make a satchel that fits the book.
Maybe we should attach a handle to the spine of the book. It could become 6, the satchel.
9.
I could wrap it up. Call
that a bookcase.
15.
Jen is typing.
18. All right. Would you, Devin, please give me one more roll?
Mm-hmm.
This is, again, an intellect roll, so you can spend effort on it if you want to.
Yes.
Bootleg, just prestidigitation. With a 4, you have just made it. That was a 24. You reduced it by 21.
Wow. I am very glad I have so many skills because my roles do not like me very much.
And Devin's just tier 2.
You're getting them all out of the way.
Dear listeners, Devin is just tier 2.
For the record, that was magical practice, magical theory, fast talk, hedge magic, magic training, and your knowledge of stasis.
Also, the book is actually a trained mimic, and Devin has monster lore.
Plus the bonus from old Rob's anecdote, plus the effort.
Half of what I said was true, by the way.
Oh, no, I didn't add, I didn't wind up adding stasis in there. That's why it was only a 7-step reduction rather than an 8-step reduction. An 8-step reduction, I wouldn't have made you roll. The book very obligingly reduces itself to a size and weight where you can put it in your bag. It would like to go see the world that's recorded in it.
It's not a bag of holding.
Who knows how long it's been.
It's not a bag of holding. It's a book of being held.
Yes.
Oh,
that's kind of sweet.
It is.
The whole time Devin is saying, "I can show you the world." Followed by a copyright infringement suit.
No! We do not want the copyright infringement suit.
I try not to wear suits on principle.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons, I'm sure.
They say dress for the job you want, not the job you have. But I have the job I want. So people who have my job dress like me. Ergo.
QED, the thing speaks for itself.
And I speak for me. Wait.
What do you get for nothing? Rubber biscuit.
Biscuits? What? For nothing?
It's a line from an old Blues Brothers song.
Ah.
Which almost certainly is older than them.
Well, that's a neat trick you did.
I will take your word for it.
And if we get accosted by anyone, you can just take your bag and hit them with it. Probably cave in their everything.
Yes, but it might hurt the book.
That's what the bag is for. Provides extra padding. I see your point.
You better. Don't want to be hurting the books. That'd make people sad.
Including me. I love a good story.
Right. Even if this one's a bit high on pictures and a bit low on, you know, story.
Picture's worth 1,000 words.
Depends on the picture.
Well, yes, some are wordier than others.
Mm-hmm.
But that there is an atlas. I'd say way wordier. 10,000 words. And most of them are answers to questions that we don't know to ask.
That's true. Not to mention, it'd be very difficult to make an atlas without, you know, pictures, because then you'd be reduced to drawing it in little ASCII. But never mind that.
It's just a series of lists of latitudes and longitudes and what can be found there.
Horrible.
It's okay. They sorted it alphabetically.
No.
I mean, if you list the latitude and longitude first, that would put them in a kind of order.
True.
But it would still be horrible because you'd be going either all across and then down, or all down and then across, over and over and over again. So you'd have things either to the left and right.
Wasn't there a time when Google Maps would give you a list of all of the streets and turns and such?
Mm-hmm. You still can get it. You just have to... It's not the default anymore.
Yeah, because nowadays they expect you to just have a GPS, but I've still gone through and done that.
Memo to self, don't do that if you're traveling to somewhere that takes you into Canada.
More than once.
Yes. Faster route found, recalculating.
My GPS did that to me once. I ended up in Delaware. Delaware is not between my start and end positions.
Although that reminds me, I should get my passport again.
I paid $50 in tolls.
That hurts.
Yeah. It calculated the faster route. It took 3 hours more.
Crash, what's our time?
Our time is, you know, we've been playing for about 35 minutes.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize we'd started so late. Okay, are you, now that you have the book, are you headed out?
Well, the book has a good protective cover for it. Seems reasonable.
Old
it's
Rob.
In Devin's bag, which I'm assuming is, like, there's Devin. This is the map where I lose Devin every time.
Devin is camouflaged for this map. Well, you have placed a Devin in his natural habitat, a library. You know this is Devin's natural habitat because Devin
has camouflage in his natural habitat.
Exactly.
Yes, he does.
That way, Devin can successfully be a predator in this environment and sneak up on unsuspecting books and devour their knowledge. Fortunately, the books remain unharmed because that is how knowledge works.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the GIF that Ellie has found from Monsters, Inc. That is not how knowledge works. That's more of the osmosis stuff. The predator-prey
relationship is reversed.
You know what? That is number 7.
Okay.
Old Rob is going to pack up.
Devin has the book.
Old Rob is
going to pack up.
Grabbing bits and bobs. Like, I'm assuming that we're also getting, like, proper traveling supplies. More of that. The proper terminology escapes me at the moment. You've told us what it's called, but basically lambus bread.
You've never actually figured out what it's called, but it's the stuff that you can eat forever.
Yeah. But old Rob, like, you know how bathrobes sometimes have, like, very large pockets on the outside of them? Imagine, if you will, scraps of blank paper and maybe a couple feather quill pens are sticking out of those pockets in a kind of, I shoved these in here, they're a little creased, it's okay way.
Fair enough.
The pen may have been folded in half. You can do that to any pen once. These pens have been folded once.
They're shorter pens now.
Rob will insist that they're still mightier than the sword. Adelina may disagree. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm awake now, kind of.
Yay! you have missed some banter.
Yes.
Okay, you know.
So far this session, Devin has figured out how to shrink a book.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Useful. Very useful.
So that big atlas that we couldn't take with us, we can take with us.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
And yes, we are using Foundry.
We're using Foundry. Okay, let me go get the link for that.
And my phone is telling me
that now that you have done that once, I am not going to make you. I am going to make you roll to do it again, but it's not going to be anywhere near as difficult.
Should I write that down somewhere?
I'll add it to your character sheet.
Old Rob will have a thought. And we'll share this with Devin at some point. Maybe not right now, but during the journey of weaponizing books where we convince them that they're very tiny. And then Old Rob has a sling.
You want to throw my books?
Not your books. Maybe like a half-written journal or something. Something of little to no historical significance. Like, I don't know, something...
It can be very historically significant.
It could be something made up by somebody who just comes up with stories and doesn't substantiate any of them. Like, what's his name? Herodotus.
I don't think Devin's into throwing the book at people, literally.
Oh, no, Devin wouldn't be doing the throwing. I'm the one with the sling.
Why not just throw rocks?
Because a rock doesn't get bigger after you throw it.
Well, maybe Devin could convince a rock to get bigger after we throw it.
Why are we throwing rocks?
We might have to. Or want to.
It's Adelina who would be better suited to talk to rocks, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know
if rocks want to be thrown. I don't know.
Yeah. That's, I mean.
Yeah.
Devin, I've added that to your description tab.
To shrink a book to throw it to safety, maybe. That might work.
I wonder, if you could shrink a book, could you shrink a library?
I bet that would take a long time.
You'd have to talk real fast.
It could be a group discussion. Oh my gosh, Ellie.
Ouch.
That looks like it hurts.
What's going on?
A GIF that Ellie shared.
Someone getting whacked.
Somebody had a book literally thrown at them.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure out how to get into Foundry because I'm not all the way awake yet.
Reasonable.
Crash posted the link one chat thing up.
Oh, okay.
Above the book eating.
Above the book eating.
That person sees the book coming. Their smile goes away right before they get hit.
Oh, okay.
There. I posted it also.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There. It's in the wrong space here. There. All right. Here we go. I think I did that twice. Sorry. I'm not really awake right now. I'm trying.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Trust me. Like I told Crash earlier, it was a quarter second earlier. Now I'm operating on like a half a second delay.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
At least I can focus my eyes again.
Oh.
I mean, it's okay that you're on a quarter second delay. I edit out the pauses.
Yeah, that's fair.
The threshold is actually more than a quarter of a second.
All right. I have found Foundry.
You have?
Yes.
Yay!
My cat is in another room yelling. You have all
decided to go back to the fairy forest and see if you can find any ugogs there.
Oh, okay.
And then possibly continue on westward.
Okay.
I think we're going to continue westward and check out the forest on the way.
On the way. Yeah, okay.
Slightly different nuances.
Yes.
Yes, that GIF is Socket right now.
Oh poor Socket.
I think I saw a cat singing that on Instagram at some point. Yeah.
So you're headed downstairs, you're headed out the door, you remember to lock it on the way out. You have already blocked up the chimney so it doesn't, you know, let anybody in.
Mm-hmm. At some point, we're just going to have to build ourselves a proper chimney with a gate on it.
If only we knew some type of blacksmith that could make us a stovepipe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows how to do that.
I think it would probably be more of a tinsmith that we would need.
Yeah.
Which were also called whitesmiths for the same reason that blacksmiths are called blacksmiths. The color of the metal.
If we made the grill, that'd be a blacksmithing thing.
All right. So you head out along the road toward the fairy forest that doesn't have quite so many mushrooms in it anymore. There are still some gigantic mushrooms.
There's much more room for them, yes. I used that joke before, I will use it
again. Yes. But the whispering is gone. And actually, there isn't birdsong here yet, but there are signs that creatures are starting to slowly move back in. Like, you're pretty sure you see a frog at one point.
Oh, good. We uncursed the place.
And there's a badger and a badger and a badger and a badger and, oh, a snake.
Yes.
And so many mushrooms.
No, less mushrooms. There's less mushrooms.
There's still mushrooms.
That's why there are only four badgers. And the snake only shows up half the time.
That thing is 20 years old. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I have to remember at some point to put a character in this game named Trevor.
Magical Trevor.
Who everybody loves. You do not find Ugogs here. Do you venture off the road?
Probably range a little bit off the road now and then. If it looks like there's anything resembling a path to get off the road.
I mean, there are gaps in the trees and the mushrooms.
Is there anything that looks like someone has used it as a path? I mean, not just, you know, like...
No. No not one...
Even, not even deer path or something. Well, rabbit path.
There haven't been mammals in here that haven't been drawn to that clearing that you went to.
With all them bones.
Yes.
That would do it.
It's possible, Karasinda, that what you sensed as whispering was sensed by other creatures as a, like, just a come this direction instinct.
Bit of a problem, that.
Yeah. But like I said, there are, you know, you see a couple, there is a river that goes by here. And so it seems like some frogs have found their way here. There might be a chipmunk that runs across the path at one point.
Things that like how mushrooms taste.
Yeah. And things that were drawn in and but didn't make it to the clearing. But you don't see any Ugogs. In fact, you don't see anywhere where Ugogs might have come up. If there were Ugogs here, they must have gone over the surface, and you know they don't like doing that. Except for the two who were playing in the tomb yard.
They were kids.
They were kids.
Mm-hmm. The Ugogs of Ugon.
Yes. All right, well, do you stick around?
Well, we can always come back here because it is close to our base of operations, so we might as well move on, if you ask me.
All right.
Indeed, let's keep going.
Okie dokie. Unless Rob has a reason to stay.
Nope.
Then you keep going. The tower's about halfway between... Well, this is like you meet the road to the center ring town, like you met the road to Revelton. Which is to say, it's a ways outside the town, but not a ways, you know?
We get the spoke. Like And that's how we know we're close.
Yeah, you hit the spoke, and then another 20 minutes of walking.
Let's walk careful, just in case they've got a warrant out for us or something.
Why would anyone have that?
Because Mr. Skyfellow, Iago, claims he knows the queen, and he doesn't like us.
Technically, he knew the queen. Just said he'd give the queen our regards.
True, but she was wearing one of the things that looks like what we've got. So, just a little concerned he might have some influence over her. And if he has some influence over her, then there might be guards looking for us, so we might just want to be quiet about all this. Go carefully and see if the first person who sees us yells, "Oh no, it's them, the fugitives!"
Most of them won't even know what we look like.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but Iago does.
Well, he's not here.
He doesn't know what I look like. Well, I mean, he does, but, well, I suppose if he might have seen me passing through, I didn't notice him, but...
What if I grew a longer beard as a disguise?
Might take a while.
It might take a while,
yeah. I'll start working on it now.
Okay.
Old Rob has not shaved ever. Trimmed, yes.
Scruffy, huh?
Shaved, no. And by trimmed, I mean the beard was getting into his soup, so he cut it off, not all the way, but like grabbed a handful of it under the chin and cut right above the hand.
Okay.
Without a mirror.
Oh.
Of course.
Mirrors are expensive.
Yeah, they do tend to require a certain amount of metal to them. Well, glass and a very thin layer of silver.
Which would be even more expensive. And the cheap ones would still be a big old sheet of metal that gets polished, which I guess
except metal is ultra expensive here, so honestly, the glass might be cheaper.
Well, the glass would be cheaper, but a thin layer of silver? Silver is expensive when we have plentiful metal.
True, but it's not a very useful metal.
Jewelry. It doesn't need to be useful. It needs to be pretty.
Maybe.
That silver? Would depend on
how
where?
Ellie has set up her word. That would depend on, you know, how Ellie has set up her world. I could make case for silver being useful because it's for mirrors and not for jewelry, and that jewelry is mostly carved in bone and wood.
Old Rob,
make a case for this. Oh, and glass beads.
Old Rob and Karasinda talk about mirrors for half an hour.
They do.
Yes. Okay. Yes, they do.
Just in time to get to the town. Which is hopefully there and not burned to a crisp.
It's there.
Oh, good.
All the ashes are right where the buildings were. It's still there.
No, don't do that.
No, it's there.
And the people?
Seem also to be there.
That's really rather relieving.
Okay.
And the animals?
Well, I mean, you haven't approached them. And like if you went up to them and asked, "Are you there?" They would look at you real funny.
Yes.
But no, this is a walled settlement. And you can see the walls from a ways away. There's the path, the road that leads into it leads pretty much directly into the walls, but you can see the top of a guard tower behind them. And if you're really paying attention, you can see the guards pointing at you, but not like in an alarmed way, just in a, "Hey, there's people."
Okay, good.
It's, if you were really bad at drawing squares, it might be a square. But there's a wooden, what do you call that? Like the kind of wall that's just like tree trunks stuck in the ground.
Oh, okay.
Palisade.
And there are branches, tree limbs, I should say, cut to a point and stuck in the ground, pointing outward around the wall. But like it sounds like there's activity there.
There's also a bunch of French people singing about barricades.
Yeah, it's weird.
Clarification.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the places quite close to the wild magic, and there's likely to be adventurers here if they haven't all gotten eaten, kidnapped, sent back in time, etc.
This is the center ring.
Okay.
This is like an established, it's not as well established as Dunmarch was, but like these people have been living here for 15 years or so.
Okay.
I'll give you a spoiler. The towns on the outer ring are basically tents. They have not, they've barely been there long enough to build houses.
And yet somehow you can't run through any of those towns. Only ran. Because you'd be going past tents.
Yes. And with that, we're going to take a 5-minute break.
Yes.
All right.
And anyway, that's why I don't trust ladders. They always are up to something.
Right. Usually when they're leaned up against something.
That's right. They never support themselves.
Noise. You're making enough noise that the guards have noticed you, but...
They were pointing at us earlier.
Not a whole lot of other people have, because this is a fairly small town and it's inside a wall. And you would guess, if you had to, you would guess that this town is about half a mile in circumference. Like, it would take about 10 minutes to walk around the outside of it.
We will pause while we figure out the total area in square feet based on what we've been told.
How long have we been walking?
A while. You set out pretty much within an hour of dawn, much to old Rob's chagrin and possibly Devin's. You lingered a little while in the fairy forest, but the rest of it was fairly straightforward walking. I don't remember. You arrive around 2 p.m. It's a little afternoon.
Dear listeners, we will blame any irregularities and inconsistencies with previous episodes on the wild magic.
Yes. Well, I said that it was a day's walk along one of these major roads between rings. And so it's taken you on the smaller road because you didn't start right away when the sun rose and you spent a while in the fairy forest. You get here a little after, a couple hours after noon. It's early afternoon. So there is sound from the interior of the walls. You can't really tell what it is, except that it's
a musical agitated number.
It's the standard sound of, it's what a town sounds like.
Well, do we want to go in and... by lunch, or do we want to keep walking and see how far we can get before dark?
My feet say we should get lunch and sit down.
And they probably also say that we need to find a big old tub of warm water for you to put some herbs in and soak those feet.
No, that's what my head says. My feet just want to stop walking.
That too.
Never said my feet were smart.
Is there anything we want to find out here?
Ask someone named Tim's been coming through. Find out if there's been any sightings of mysterious little people dancing around.
Just making sure, do you mean Jim?
Jim, okay. Whatever.
Well, I was pretty sure I hadn't named anybody Tim because of that gif.
Right, yes.
I named somebody Tim because of that gif.
Also because I have multiple relatives named Tim, and it would just be weird.
Yeah.
Just remember Muppet Treasure Island, Jim, Jim, Jimmy, Jim, 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 Jimmy, Jim.
I mean, my father's named Jim, so I don't really have that excuse, but.
Your dad works at a university, right?
Yeah.
Does he have a doctorate?
He does.
He's a Dr. Jim, not a lawyer.
Oh.
That's true.
Oh my.
You have to parse the sentence very differently from the original.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, Iago's mundane human guys alias.
Yes. Jim.
Jim. Right.
As a reminder for the listeners, Iago is the Spanish version of James.
Oh, is that why he picked it, though?
And not because of an annoying red bird, voiced by the Aflac duck.
Oh, my.
The voice fell from space, by the way.
If you're paying attention, you will notice that in the guard tower, the guard tower is off to the right of the road that you're to the north of the road that you're traveling on. And as you approach, one of the guards nudges the other, who rolls their eyes and sets off down the ladder of the guard tower.
He shouldn't trust that ladder.
That's right, because it's up to something.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What?
Crossing my fingers here.
And the guard's getting down to business.
Yes.
They're just upholding the law.
As long as they're not oppressing the downtrodden.
I am going to throw the lot of you into a river. A river, I
already
say.
Happened.
We bob back up afterwards. Long before we went down.
Hello. Nice day, isn't it?
Ellie is typing. The guard is getting down to business. He's trying to make sure the Huns are just like, or this leg ends by defeating them. Leg ends. In spite of my inability to read that properly or comment on this properly in any way, shape, or form, the GM now has 8 XP.
I should spend some of those.
I'm concerned.
They're all spent on GM intrusions.
No.
8 of them at the same time.
Intrusion. Oh, no.
Hello, so the guard did. As you approach, the guard stands in the middle of the road between the trunks of the palisade, and just, he stands there with one hand on the pommel of a sword, and the other one just sort of, he doesn't quite know what to do with it. He tries putting it on his hip, but he decides that looks too stern, and so he just lets it hang at his side, he just crosses it over his chest under the arm that's resting on the sword. It just looks awkward.
In my headcanon, there's one point where he tries to put his hand in his pocket, but the whatever armor he's wearing goes over top of the pockets.
Doesn't have pockets. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello?
How do you do, fellow citizen?
Oh, hello. So, I assume you're a ragtag band of adventurers?
Oh, perish the thought, no.
We're headed for the outer ring.
Now wait a minute. You are or you aren't?
I'm not.
Because if you're headed, three of you are, and one of you
is a conscientious objector.
So right. You're traveling with sir, are they forcing you to come with you?
Nope. Someone needs to keep them out of trouble. You know how ragtag band of adventurers get.
So you're objecting by going with them.
I'm objecting to shenaniganery.
Well, we wouldn't hear him object if he didn't come with us.
Right. We wouldn't That's be able right. to hear that.
Well. Young man's got a point. I like that.
Either you're going to be a lot of trouble, or you're not going to be any trouble at all. Why don't you go to the inn? They'll know what to deal with you. what to do with you. I always get that wrong.
That sounds like an excellent
idea.
They're
good. You get it. They're good, Edie. All right.
We're good. I shall. We're good.
Glad to know I'm good for something.
Alignment on my character sheet, though.
Did you get sneezed on by anyone in that forest?
Me? No.
What?
Yeah, no. But.
No.
She over there is an herbalist. She That's gave right. me an antifungal.
Oh, you're a healer. You should have just said so. Yeah, come on in.
No one said.
Have there been?
She's a healer, Edie.
Do you need people to get yourself healed because horrible things sneezed on you in the forest?
No, just healers usually don't cause trouble.
Usually help mitigate it.
Karasinda is not saying a word to that in the way of someone who is refusing to incriminate herself about not causing trouble.
Yeah, just you go past the mayor's house and down the road. And once you pass the inner road, then there's a crossroads, and then it's the inn is the southwest building. Southwest. I'm Bad, Edie, it's the southwest. Yeah. Yeah, it's the southwest building.
That's all right. Fine.
Thank what, you.
What's the inn's name?
Oh, it's the Drunken Dragon. I don't know what a dragon is, but you know, you learn to pronounce it when you live here.
I'll have and you
apparently
know.
Apparently they do, so.
I'll have you know I've been sober for centuries.
Well, obviously they're not talking about you, Monty.
So far as anyone alive can attest to.
Devin, you know what a dragon is. Rob, you know what a dragon's supposed to be, or what a dragon looks like.
It's about 3 feet tall, covered in scales, has arguments about moss.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
I just nodded.
Legendary like creature, I think.
Well, it'd have to be legendary, otherwise somebody would have it.
Well, I've never seen anything like the sign. But anyway, you go on ahead. If you are trouble, then you come back here and you stand right over there outside the town. And then I'll call the rest of the guards and we'll poke sticks at you.
Very fair.
Seems reasonable to me.
This seems like a very nice town.
Not to incur any stick poking.
I suppose. Indeed. This is such a nice town. And you're so good at your job that you don't tend to see a lot of trouble because of your reputation.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, we did earlier. You know, not like earlier today, earlier, but like, I don't know, 10 years ago. I was just a, you know, my parents brought me here when I was a kid, but like a tiny, tiny kid. But when we were on the edge of it, you know, but now that the edge is farther out, well, we don't see a whole lot of trouble coming from any direction except the east, and that's mostly from that forest.
What all trouble do you see from the forest?
Oh, people come in and they try and cough on you, and for a long time we were all wearing masks, but just nobody goes that way anymore.
Hmm.
See, I still got mine, and he pulls out a mask, and it's like one of those full face, like, it's like a no mask from Japanese theater.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's pretty fair.
Uh-huh. But, we keep them around just in case, but nobody's come and tried to cough on us for, a year now, maybe.
Good to hear.
Yes, very good to hear.
Anyway. Oh, did you hear about the towns back that way? Are they rebuilding or anything?
Don't know. Haven't been near them, but yeah, heard about them.
Oh, that's such a tragedy, you know? All the people gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least the queen knows what she's doing.
What's she doing?
Oh, she's clearing out all the burnt up stuff. And apparently there's going to be a whole new settlement there. She's just recruiting people to go in.
Well,
I suppose we've got the space for it. Don't want it to go to waste.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, if those people aren't coming back.
Wonder what will happen if they do.
Some of them escaped it.
You get yourselves on into the inn, and Sarai will take care of you. You remember it. So the southwest, right, Evie? Yeah. Yeah, to the southwest. That's what I said, wasn't it?
We'll find the way. Don't worry. We'll just head south.
Edie, what did I say? Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. The southwest. Yeah. Southwest of the crossroads. It's the two big buildings, one to the southwest and one to the northeast. And you go to the one to the southwest because the one to the northeast, they don't have food. They just have stuff. That's good stuff, but, you know, no food. And they won't take care of it. Well, I mean, they will, but not.
We'll figure it out.
Southwest is the one you want. It's the one with the sign with the weird critter on it that looks like it's fallen over.
Okay.
Well, then.
That should be.
I think.
All right. You continue heading westward. The guard starts climbing back up the guard tower toward Edie, who does not seem to have been paying attention, paying the slightest bit of attention to you.
In my head canon, they're married.
Oh, that's nice.
That was Matthias, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember if he ever introduced himself. I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either. We could argue that we know his name because he had a name tag.
Yeah.
All right.
That just says Matt, but there's an additional name tag put afterwards that says...
It says Thias.
The second name tag is homemade.
Oh, no, it was on his mask.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, it was on his no mask.
Yes.
Wait, so you're saying...
Yeah, no, it was across the top of the forehead of the mask.
So you're saying you don't have a mask? No, I have no mask. So...
Oh.
You have no mask? Yes. So how do you protect yourself against the spores? I have no mask! But who's on first?
Third base.
And that's when we find out the inn was actually to the northeast.
As you go in, you pass by some pretty fancy houses. There's a smaller wall to the south of the fancy. So around the inside of the palisade, there is a walking path. And inside that is... It's just like green, not like painted green, like it's grassy.
Wait, the palisade goes all the way around. Just inside the walking path that goes all the way around is a green circle. Okay, everyone, we're spending the next three sessions here. I am going to use Gather Intelligence so many times.
Fortunately for you, it's a green semicircle.
Okay.
I'm still going to use Gather Intelligence.
To the north, there are some super fancy houses. To the south, there are some fancy houses. And beyond the fancy houses to the south, there is a wall. And you can see sticking out the only three-story building in town.
I imagine that's the mayor's house.
Further along, there is another walking path. Cut that.
The editor will leave that in.
No, it was my iPad starting to fall asleep.
Oh, no.
There is another walking path, and inside that is, to the east, there is a row of houses that are just, like, they're obviously residential houses. They're small, they're one story, they're, like, you know, between 400 and 800 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
On the far side of those, there are taller buildings, but their backs are to the houses. There doesn't seem to be... There's an alley between them, but there's no access, and the road continues to the west.
Their backs are to them. They're not on speaking terms.
I'm going to let you decide which direction you go.
I'm inclined to head to...
Do you want to explore the town, or are you headed straight just to the center of town?
Well, old Rob's assumption... And you can say what you want about assumptions, is that inns, from his perspective, tend to be gathering locations. So if anyone's going to use gather intelligence on a group of people, an inn would be an excellent location to do that.
That is entirely fair.
And also, it would look pretty suspicious if we didn't go to an inn and find out what the prices are and whether we're going to be... getting a room or something, or whether we're just going to get some food and go on because it's too expensive for us being impoverished and adventurers and all that.
And it'd be a nice place to get off of our feet for a little while.
That's the truth.
And we can look at the other building that sells stuff after we've bought lunch.
Indeed.
You're hoping they sell books, aren't you?
No.
I don't think they sell the kind of books that I am most interested in. But they might sell useful supplies.
There's that.
Adelina, this is the time where I should mention that your services were actually pretty in demand. And you have a pretty sizable purse. Purse.
Okay. So I can buy everybody lunch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's up to you whether or not you told anybody about this. Or whether or not it occurred to you to tell anybody about this.
It's an Utashi moment of, oh, by the way, I'm rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Adelina is rich, but Adelina can absolutely afford to buy everybody lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll pay for your lunch, everybody. I've got plenty of money.
Oh, you managed to keep your coin purse on you. That's mm-hmm. good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if it's somewhere else, it might get stolen. So
right. I mean, you know, nobody's going to fight a blacksmith for their money.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's
no one's going to do it twice.
She managed to bring it all the way with us mm-hmm. on the, when we got, what's the word? Dragged downstream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it was tied very securely to your belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So you cross past the row of houses and into the center of town. And there is indeed a building to the southwest that looks like an inn, and it's got a reptilian creature on its back with like spiral eyes. And to the northeast is a fairly large building that has a sign hanging outside of it that says General Store. And there are various shops to the north and south.
Oh.
So do we want to eat lunch first, or do we want to shop?
Lunch!
Lunch?
Sitting okay. down.
Yeah, okay.
I think Rob and Karasinda are going to insist on sitting down.
Yes. Yeah, we'll go find
for
a place
once to there. For once food. They're in accordance here.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. We need a nice place to sit down and have a meal so we can continue to bicker and argue comfortably.
Yeah, I guess you it's... get enough energy from the meal to bicker.
Right.
Do that, so sure, why not?
It's after the lunch rush. It's before the dinner rush.
Okay.
The place is not empty, but you can pretty easily find a table to sit at.
Okay. Walk in and sit at a table somewhere.
Someone comes, one of the three, it's actually all women. And so there are three women. The one behind the bar is a Felta, and the other two are humans.
One of them is really old, one of them is middle-aged, and one of them is very young.
No.
Nope, it's the thing.
That's where I was going.
One of the humans comes over to you and asks what you'd like to eat, and she has a menu, and it basically has two things on it: stew and potato.
Oh, potato sounds good.
A bit of stew and a bit of potato sounds good to me, if that's all right.
What are the chances that the stew is actually potato stew?
Oh no, honey, it's beef.
I didn't say
beef
that out
and
loud.
Vegetables and whatever else we can. Oh, all right, well. I'm not a mind reader, honey.
Except I didn't say that out loud and you replied. I'm not saying this out loud either. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, your secret's safe with me.
We didn't have this conversation. I get it. She walks away and she comes back.
Okay.
With our orders that we didn't ask for. But we knew.
But we knew. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's beef stew and potato.
Oh, okay. So both, yes?
Okay.
Old Rob will have the stew.
I mean, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't trust potatoes. Too many eyes. Always watching.
Mm-hmm. They're not... They're always I everything. Not enough we. There is no I in team. Unless you look inside the A, but don't do that.
Okay.
He takes your orders and... heads back into the kitchen.
Okay.
You hear the obligatory, they ordered what?
That thing that's been sitting on the stove since Tuesday. Oh.
5 minutes later, she comes out with a platter with your orders on them.
Oh, how nice. Thank you.
Best part about stew is the beard absorbs anything that drips off the spoon, and you can suck on the beard later to get additional nutrients.
I didn't need to know that.
Yep, same. Uh-huh.
Young man, you do well to grow a beard yourself.
The bowl of stew is thick and well-populated and has a large circumference and a deep depth. and comes with a piece of bread. The potato is a baked potato that's, well, it's been well baked. It's been split down the middle. It's got butter and chives in it.
But does it have sour cream?
And goes well? Probably not. I don't think we want sour cream at this tech level.
Yeah, I hear they got that on the outer ring, but not here, honey.
Okay.
And just remember, if you can't grow in your own beard, that's okay. Store-bought's fine.
Never occurred to me to want one, honey, but you do you.
Old Rob was talking to Devin.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but who knows?
And Adelina. Doesn't want to leave anyone out. Doesn't want to judge.
Right.
We will not discuss what I might or might not have done as a teenager.
Okay.
That's very wise.
You had one of those thin mustaches, right? Didn't you? The kind you can stab someone with.
Devin had the sorcerer's apprentice of beards.
A goatee. Oh,
they kept trying to continue.
All right, well, we've got the food, so I'm going to pay this serving person however much it costs.
And don't forget to tip, probably.
Of course.
Well, thank you, honey. The name's Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda.
I'm Adelaide. So, you folks new in town, huh?
Mm-hmm. Passing through to investigate some things, that's all.
No.
Not in the town. Not investigating the town, far as I know.
This town is lovely.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just missed some trouble, but yeah, some business with the church up to the north. I hear it was quite exciting, but you know, these things happen in a border town. Mm-hmm. Of course, we haven't been a border town for 10 years, but well, what are you gonna do?
What kind of problem would a town like this have with a church?
Oh, something about the dead coming to life. I don't know.
The what?
I
coming
just
what?
The drinks.
Recent like?
Oh, about a month ago.
I don't like that at all.
What?
No, no.
Oh, no.
Those folks. Oh, no. Those folks who were here dealt with it. I haven't seen a dead come to life ever since.
So it wasn't a problem with the church. The church helped with the problem.
No, it was a problem at the church. Well, there was a problem with the church, but then we got our blacksmith back, so I suppose... Oh,
that's good.
What happened to your blacksmith?
Oh, now I don't rightly know, but people say she turned into a cow? I don't know. Anyway.
What now?
That's all dealt with. She's back in her shop, and everything's running normal. I mean, you can go check it out if you want to, but...
Mind at that.
EO has figured out what's going on.
The game that was not recorded and shall live in infamy.
Yes.
Well, not that infamy. It was fine. Oh, now I understand why you have notes that are that old.
Mm-hmm.
2 + 2 came together and it didn't equal 3 this time.
So I will not go off on a tangent asking if there were a lot of mushrooms around the church at the time.
No. So y'all enjoy your food. I'll be over there if you need anything. Okay. Especially given how you tipped.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good to be generous.
I appreciate it. Make sure I can, you know, restock my larder.
Yeah.
Anyway, you enjoy your food. Let me know if you need anything. Otherwise, well, if you need a room, talk to Sarai. She points at the Felta behind the counter.
Oh, okay.
But otherwise, the town's safe now. So you go ahead and have fun.
All right, thank you.
Good to know we can relax for a change.
Yeah.
That's true.
I was afraid we'd have sleep on the road. Old Rob, by the way,
and then we'd be in the way of the carts.
Yeah.
Old Rob has finished
sleep off the road.
90% of the stew, with the remaining 10% stored in the beard for later.
Oh my.
It's not just the broth.
Ugh.
Of course it's not. I am going to shove you in a river, and then you will be clean.
Only the vegetables and broth. Old Rob knows meat doesn't keep well at room temperature.
River. Gonna shove you in the river.
It's been a while since we passed one. You're gonna have a long wait.
That's what you think. I'll find one.
Yeah, you're coming in with me if you do.
We'll see about that. We will.
Oh my.
You know what? I think we're gonna end it there. That sigh.
That sounds good. Yeah.
It's the camera slowly pans away from a window to the inn as you continue to hear the banter slowly fading out as the camera gets further and further away. And townsfolk walk past doing whatever the townsfolk are doing. And one ominous shadow off to the side because GM intrusion. Which will be resolved next time.
And before we go.
Something we haven't seen or heard?
Something you didn't hear. Listen, I understand your goal here, but I'm not sure I'm on board with you killing quite so many people to get to it. Can't we do something about that? Can't we just put them somewhere else? I tried that. And those miscreants seem bent on doing something about it. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
My, that's concerning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything they would like to plug before we go?
Eo's mom writes books at ElizabethMcCoy.com. You can ask your library to get them their ebooks, and that way I get paid, but you would get to read them for free because libraries are great. And speaking of books.
My website is bookofgen.net, and it's got a bunch of stuff on there. I've been putting really just whatever I feel like writing on there is where it goes. That's at bookofgen.net. I'm also the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast, which I haven't done in like a month because I got really sick from an allergen, but I'm going to try to put one together today, and that's at shatteredsoulstone.com.
And speaking of websites, and I hope you feel better soon, Jen.
Oh, I'm fine now, but it was like a month of ick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I understand.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
And speaking of websites,
you're in California, so pollen season is just a blink away.
It's every season is pollen
season.
Yeah.
It starts January 1st and goes to December 31st. Yes.
Sure.
And speaking of websites, you can find all of our podcasts at aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. You can follow on the Fediverse to see notices of when the podcasts go up and out of context quotes as I'm editing them at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. You can throw money at us via Patreon by going to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. And in doing so, you would join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshan, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy.
So make it rain, folks. Good night.
Good night.
Just please don't throw large coins.
Yes.
Or at least not your head.
Only if your money is in bills.
Or credit cards.
Please do not throw credit cards. Yeah, they have sharp edges. Cards.
But if you toss them up into the air, then they fall down and they like bounce on your head. And it actually is kind of pleasant. Sometimes they land perfectly on the top of your head, and then you get to pick them up. And
I thought I had an answer, but now I just have more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, good night.
Good night.